ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
एक निम्न शाम का समय,
द टाइम ऑफ डस्क।
दूसरा
फर्स्टली
संगठन का शक्ति
एंड सेकेंडली द पावर ऑफ द गैदरिंग।
तीसरा मधुबन ज्ञान सरोवर का वातावरण।
थर्डली द एटमोस्फियर ऑफ मधुबन ज्ञान सरोवर।
चौथा
फोर्थली
स्वप्रत्यति भावना है,
the good feelings that we have for ourselves, the feeling that whatever we need to attain, let us attain it now.
पहले बाबा कहता था पाना था पा लिया।
Baba used to say, whatever we have to attain, we've attained, and what else is there left to attain?
बाबा मिला।
In the beginning we used to say this, that now that we found Baba, we found whatever it is that we had to attain. What else is there left? Means nothing else is left for us even in the world outside. But now our work is to remain detached from the world and to be loved by God. And to what extent has this work happened?
परमात्मा बाप हमारा,
गॉड इज आवर फादर, आवर टीचर, आवर सतगुरु एंड अ फ्रेंड।
बाप जी सतगुरु सखा,
बाप द फादर द टीचर,
चारों प्रकार से कितनी मदद कर रहा
है, सतगुरु एंड फ्रेंड, एंड ही गिव्स अस सो मच हेल्प इन ऑल दीज फोर रिलेशनशिप्स। ही इज आवर मदर एज वेल एज आवर फादर।
टीचर है,
he's our teacher,
सतगुरु है, सखा,
he's our सतगुरु एंड आवर फ्रेंड।
वो कितनी पा रही है,
रिसीविंग सो मच फ्रॉम ऑल दोज रिलेशनशिप्स, सीइंग दिस।
मुख से क्या बल बोले,
व्हाट कैन वी से इन वर्ड्स।
बाबा कहते वाणी से परे चले जाओ।
बाबा सेज गो बियॉन्ड साउंड।
शुक्रिया भी मुख से नहीं कहो,
नो नीड टू से
भाग्यवान हो, भाग्यवान
इन वर्ड्स आइदर। यू आर फॉर्चुनेट, कंटिन्यू टू क्रिएट फॉर्च्यून फॉर अदर्स, शेयर विद अदर्स द फॉर्च्यून दैट यू हैव रिसीव्ड।
जो भाग्य मिला है ना वो बांटो,
द फॉर्च्यून दैट यू हैव रिसीव्ड, शेयर दैट विद अदर्स।
अभी हम अच्छी इंटरव्यू हमारे से शरुणा ने ली है,
शरुणा हैड आस्क्ड गुड क्वेश्चंस।
आत्मा परमात्मा और प्रकृति,
द सोल द सुप्रीम सोल एंड द एलिमेंट्स। इट वॉज अबाउट दोज थ्री।
मैं आत्मा परमात्मा का बच्चा हूँ,
आई द सोल एम द चाइल्ड ऑफ
अधीन
द सुप्रीम सोल, आई एम द मास्टर ऑफ द एलिमेंट्स, आई एम नॉट सबसर्वियंट टू इट।
इतना अच्छा है,
इट वॉज अ गुड क्लैरिफिकेशन।
एक बारी आप सबको सुना ले दे।
I've told Manda that she will share that with you sometime, and the interview that with Ellen and with Neville also, he must share that with you sometime.
Meera Ben, Neville ke saath interview hui hai. Neville aapko suna de.
Neville will share with you what Daddy had shared.
Translation kiya, wo abhi Manda aap suna denge. Sharuna sunaye Manda.
Sharuna can share also.
Usne ekdam spasht
kiya. What Daddy had shared this evening about this subject, it's a very clear.
पुराने अनेक जन्मों के विक्रम जो किए हुए हैं,
the sins that have happened in the past births, past many births, it's as if those have entered into the elements, that is, the body, and those have made the soul totally subservient. The vices have made us subservient through the elements. When we talk about elements, we talk about the body, the world, wealth, relationships, all of this is part of the elements.
कर्म द्वारा गुलाम बन गए।
Through actions we became subservient.
परमात्म शक्ति से आत्मा,
but with the power of God, the soul that is the child of God is able to let go of the subservience, become the master, And then, when we perform elevated actions, it's the job of the elements to serve us. When we have the power of the soul, the power of God, then also the power of elevated actions and the power that comes through relationship with God, then it's the job of the elements to stay under order,
in order.
No matter how much the world may give sorrow or how much the world makes you dance, elements cannot give me sorrow, not through my body, not through my mind, not even through anybody else's nature. Sorrow comes through sanskars, through nature. It even happens through our own thoughts. It happens through ego. The elements give us sorrow. That means my actions are still not right. Nobody gives me sorrow. My own thoughts, my own actions, my own interactions, those are the things that give me sorrow. We are the children of God and yet we experience sorrow. The Father is the remover of sorrow.
Shanti
Data, he is the bestower of happiness. He gives us peace and removes our sorrow. He destroys, he finishes our sorrow. He gives us peace and love. I, the soul and the child of that Supreme Soul, I had become separated, I have found him now. Now I celebrate a meeting with him, I stay in his company, and with the power of his company, through the elements, I stay happy and everybody else stays happy. It's not the elements that give me happiness. The elements cannot give me sorrow. They don't dare give me sorrow. And that means nobody's nature, nobody's sanskars, nothing.
Namaste.
Namaste. That is goodbye to all of that.
My
own nature can't give me sorrow. My own nature, my own sanskars. Take sorrow and give sorrow. At that time, God is distant, and I, the soul, am still under the influence of the elements. My lifestyle, I'm under the influence of the lifestyle that I'm used to. I can't adjust. I don't find it easy to adjust. This is also subservience to the elements. But I'm the master. And so the elements' job is to serve me through cleanliness and with truth. When there is cleanliness, there isn't sickness of the mind or the body. It's up to us to stay clean. Coming to the West, I learned this much. If you have rubbish, go and throw it in the bin. You don't throw it outside. You don't clean and one place and put rubbish somewhere else. You clean your home and you put the rubbish in the bin. The dustman comes and he has this huge machinery that grinds everything up. There should be that much that the rubbish that is inside should be just thrown out in the dustbin. What does Baba do? Baba also has such machinery that Baba destroys it all.
If
you have a garden, you walk around, the gardener walks around and he picks up all the weeds and then he puts it in one corner and the garden is good. Whenever you then go in the garden, the garden always looks clean. There aren't even unnecessary leaves there that are lying around. They're just picked up and put on one side. And you burn the leaves. You You clean up, and then what happens to the rubbish?
दूसरे का कचरा और के मेरे घर में आ गया.
Or is it that somebody else's rubbish has flown and ended up in your own home?
मेरे मन में आ गया.
If I take something in my mind, somebody else's rubbish, I take it on board. It's somebody else's nature. It's their negative thoughts, but I take it on board.
इतने भी हमको अकल नहीं है क्या?
Don't I have that much sense to keep myself safe and to keep myself clean?
क्या मैं अपने आप को परमात्मा का बच्चा सेफ रहूं?
I am the child of God. I must remain safe and I must remain clean.
बीमारी कोई न मन की होगी न तन की.
And then there won't be sickness of the mind or sickness of the body.
न धन में आएगी न संबंध में.
There won't. It won't be there in my relationships, nor will it be there in my wealth.
बीमारी मन.
Sickness, illness, means.
कमजोर कर देती है.
That I become very weak. It makes me weak.
टांग को लगती कोई बांग को लगती कोई हाथ को लगती.
Sometimes sickness is for the legs or with the arms.
मन के कोई भी कोने में किसी पर कहाँ से बुद्धि काम नहीं करती.
If the mind is also ill, then the intellect doesn't work, the mind doesn't work right.
सफाई नहीं है.
And if that's the case, it means there isn't cleanliness.
झूठ को खत्म करता है.
The power of truth finishes falsehood.
सफाई सेफ रखती है.
The cleanliness keeps me safe.
परमात्मा सत्य आत्मा
God is truth, soul is truth.
प्रकृति द्वारा भी मुझे सच्चा रहना है.
And through the elements too, I must remain truthful. I, the soul, must remain truthful.
प्रकृति के द्वारा मैं कोई झूठ कर नहीं सकता.
I cannot do anything false through the elements.
प्रकृति अपने किसी तरह से अपना प्रभाव डाल करके मेरा
एलिमेंट
दासता नहीं बढ़ा सकती.
Cannot put its influence on me and make me subservient. I can't be tempted by the elements and come under the influence of the elements. Somebody praises me and makes me belong to themselves and create bad feelings inside my mind for others. This is not possible for me. The one who praises me is my friend, and the one who insults me or defames me, and is, I consider them to be my enemy, this also is an influence of the elements. And this is why the first dharana, the proof of the first dharana of the path of knowledge is that I maintain equilibrium at the time of praise, defamation, victory and defeat, happiness and sorrow. I remain detached, I remain immune, I do not become affected by anything outside, I remain above, and I'm able to experience Baba's power, and the soul is able to maintain that ability to maintain self respect.
वो सच्चाई आ जाएंगी.
This enables me to have truth.
So धर्म में रहने की शक्ति जो है ना परमात्मा
की. The power to maintain self-respect.
प्यार की जो शक्ति है.
The power of true love.
अंदर पवित्रता संकल्प में वृत्ति में दृष्टि में जो.
Enables purity in my thoughts, words, vision, attitude, and the power of that allows me to imbibe truth.
तो जब सच्चाई अंदर धारण हो गई तो मेरा तो झूठ निकल गया. मेरे सामने भी कोई झूठा नहीं
निकल सकता. Falsehood is removed and nobody else can do anything false in front of me.
व्यवहार में कोई
in my interactions nobody can become crafty with me, deceptive with me.
तो सच्चाई की वैल्यू
So the value, there is a value of cleanliness first and then value of truth. With the value of cleanliness,
Atma. बाहर में भी सफाई हो.
Even externally, there has to be
कोई
cleanliness.
कोई प्रकार का भी शुरू में मैं भंडार रात को सफा कर देती थी.
In the beginning, I used to clean out the kitchen every night.
रात को सोते पीछे सोएंगी भंडार साफ करके.
I will always sleep before after going cleaning the kitchen at night.
सुबह को सफाई घर में.
So that when you wake up in the morning, there's cleanliness. In the morning, first thing you clean out everything else. So first thing in the morning, there is cleanliness. When you go to bed, with cleanliness, internal cleanliness as well as external cleanliness. And then you feel right with cleanliness.
तो कोई प्रकार का जो जीवरा है तनक को मैं मन
Any type of bacteria bacteria that might be in my mind or in my body that spreads illness, it means there is lack of cleanliness.
अंदर बाहर साफ.
To be clean inside and outside.
ये है योगी के प्रैक्टिस, योगी बनने के लिए.
In order to become a yogi.
तैयारी करना.
This is what it means to make preparations.
शुरू शुरू में सेवा स्थल पर कुछ भी नहीं था.
In the beginning, in our service places, we didn't have anything.
चादर भी व्हाइट नहीं थी.
We didn't even have a white bed sheet.
वायुमंडल शुद्ध शुद्ध.
The atmosphere.
शुद्ध में वायु शांत.
And when there's cleanliness, there's peace.
शांति कनेक्शन जुटा.
With peace, connection is forged.
सच्चाई क्या है? सामने अपने आप.
What is truth?
प्रवेश हो रही है अंदर से.
And that truth then enters inside of me automatically. And I become distant from falsehood. Defamation, stealing, all of this is part of falsehood. Deception.
बोलने में सच्चाई नहीं होगी ना.
If there's not honesty in my words, the one that is honest will say in a few words whatever it is, however it is.
सोचता नहीं मैं क्या बोलूं.
And that person doesn't have to think about what they have to say.
सिद्ध नहीं करता है तो मैंने.
They don't try and prove themselves that this is like this and not like that. It's not necessary for them.
सच्चाई की वैल्यू जिसने समझी ना वो
understood the value of truth will be part of
one of the
With the value of cleanliness, it's possible for the soul to be one of 108.
सफाई वाला.
The one with cleanliness.
क्या सफाई होती है?
What is cleanliness?
अंदर बाहर की.
To be clean inside and outside. Means that they have no attraction of to anything, and therefore they don't have to spend time or thoughts maintaining what they have.
इसलिए हमारे मधुबन.
And this is why in Madhuban,
बाबा से लेकर के
since
हर साल सफेदी लगती
है. The old buildings are whitewashed. In Gyan Sarovar and Pandav
Bhavan,
everybody's rooms are being whitewashed at the moment, and every year that happens. Nowhere else in the world, the whitewashing of buildings happens every year. Today, this person's bedroom is being whitewashed, tomorrow someone else, and then someone else. Why? So that illnesses don't come, sickness doesn't come. Thousands of people's foods being prepared in the kitchen, but there's cleanliness. Even if there's anything in the mind, you just have to clean it out. No distress.
साफ नहीं है.
If there's sickness, then it, or if there's distress, it means you're not clean inside.
देखो, तो मधुबन से ऐसी-ऐसी बातें.
So these are the things that we see in Madhuban. We know about them and we begin to experience them.
तो कहेंगे ऐसा प्राप्ति हमारे अंदर हो.
We should have such attainments inside, the attainments of true treasures.
सच्चे खजाने की.
True treasures.
सच्ची को खजाना कहा जाता है.
That which is real is called a treasure. That which is truth is the treasure.
उसके गुणों का भी खजाना आ जाएगा. ज्ञान का भी खजाना ही आ जाएगा.
Then we are able to have the virtue of treasures, the knowledge of treasures, or treasures of knowledge.
ज्ञान का भी खजाना है.
Knowledge is also a treasure. Virtues are a treasure.
व्यवहार का भी खजाना है.
The interaction with God is also a form of treasure because He is the bestower.
समय भी खजाना है मेरा.
Time is also a treasure for me.
सफला हो रहा है बड़ा अच्छा.
It's being used in a worthwhile way.
संकल्प भी मेरा खजाना है.
My thoughts are also a treasure.
आप सुबह को बोला एक थोड़ा सा व्यापारी गलती करता है तो नुकसान चला जाता है.
This morning, if the businessman makes the slightest bit of mistake, he goes into loss. If he is cautious and alert, then he's always being prophet. Such a soul is then able to be a donor or a great donor. He has a blessing. And then he also is able to give that blessing to others, that it will be all right for you too. To check the self in this way, to make the foundation strong and to become like this, it means that I become a good example. Then I'm able to draw in an incognito way love from God. I'm able to become worthy.
We
should become this, and then we become instruments. And then I'm able to say, I'm nothing, I'm simply an instrument, the one who makes me move, makes me move. Instrument is good, and the one who's making the instrument work is also making it work. And there's no complications involved. Those who are watching these two are also enjoying watching these two, but also they receive power, they receive strength, there's the effect of that in the atmosphere. So let each one ask themselves, who am I? Who am I and what am I like? See the self. Baba should see me then. The world then will see me. The world will see us from a distance, but the family sees us day and night, every day. And we are amongst, part of a family. And so I was told that don't speak after meditation. I was going to come in yoga, but how can I stay without speaking? And so such a beautiful big family sitting here. So today, in a short time, I'm going to go to Pandavabhavan. I'm here to take leave from all of you, to share with you something from my heart, to share with you the love of the family. And in our lovely Madhupan, we're in Gyan Sarovar, in Pandavabhavan, whatever we receive it in order to become full, so that we're never empty. We keep sharing, but yet as we keep sharing, we become fuller and fuller.
So deep,
so this is, because this is very deep. Gyan is very deep. The ocean is very deep, and the more you extract, the less it is. It means that there's potential to extract more. Just like the light of the sun never diminishes. The sun gives light 24 hours. It's the earth that revolves around the sun. But the sun continues to shine. And so at the time of dusk, in the Brahman family, to sit in the gathering, to sit in silence, it is good to do that. Om Shanti.